For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for a city in the county of Somerset in southwest England. The city sits at the bottom of the Avon Valley, surrounded by hot springs. It was built by the Romans shortly after they invaded Britain in AD 43. They turned the place into a spa town, and it still is today. It's a prime spot for tourists. Almost 4 million of them visit every year. Some visitors may have even tasted a cracker that was invented there in the 18th century and bears the name of the town. One more clue. The Latin name of the city was Aquae Sulis. What a giveaway. Only kidding. So what's the modern name of this British city? Hurry up. The answer's on the way. All right, time's up. The city that we're looking for in our GeoQuiz today is Bath, or Bath, as our BBC colleagues say. Just about everybody who played our GeoQuiz texting game got the answer right today. Here are a few of them. Alexana in San Diego, Chris in Raleigh, North Carolina, and Guinevere in Naperville, Illinois. If you haven't joined yet, just text GeoQuiz, one word, GeoQuiz, to 69866. Not terribly far from Bath, British tennis player Andy Murray today won his quarterfinals match at Wimbledon. The British haven't crowned one of their own as Wimbledon champ since 1936. That's when Fred Perry won the title. It's also when a small factory near Bath began making tennis balls. It's now the last tennis ball maker in all of Britain. The World's Laura Lynch reports.
For fans, it's mesmerizing. Tennis masters dueling it out on center court at Wimbledon, powering a small yellow ball over the net. In years past, those balls were made in England, but now the factories have shut down or transferred operations to Asia, except for one plant run by one very stubborn man. Up the hill, just outside the village of Box in the English countryside, on the grounds of a former Victorian candle factory, Derek Price is making a racket. Not a tennis racket. Price is making tennis balls the old-fashioned way. And after all these years, Price still loves to talk about how it's done.
All rubber's plastic to start with, and then by the time you've subjected to the heat and pressure, it ends up cooked, a bit like a cake, really. And the rubber formulation is a bit like cake mixes, you know. Raw rubber and umpteen ingredients, and it's the same for rubber.
Rubber pellets are indeed cooked into half-ball shapes, which will be glued and covered with felt. Price took over running his father's business in 1959. But the boom times came when he started shipping orders to the United States.
We couldn't make enough because, you know, the States is pretty big. And they take a lot of balls. So every week they went out and sales were up, money was up.
The process is labor-intensive. Here, a worker painstakingly places half a rubber core into a press to roughen the edges before the two sides are glued together. The time-consuming crafting of a ball meant Price and other British ball makers were vulnerable when mega plants started operating in Asia in the 1980s. This factory used to spit out 80,000 balls a week. Not anymore.
We do 5% of what we used to do. That's right, 4,000 balls a week.
But Price hasn't given up. Instead, he's selling direct to corporations and companies who are looking for something different.
They may want yellow balls, or they may want white balls, or pink balls, or blue balls. But so we survive, although we wouldn't survive on tennis balls alone.
So Price makes tennis ball keychains, squash balls, racket balls. He's just started marketing balls for dogs, or their owners, printed with the pooch's name and photo.
But, I mean, it's always been the question of what we're going to be making in next year or at all.
No matter what door Price walks through in this aging factory, there are tennis balls on display, in storage, spilling out into hallways. Price has reinvented the tennis ball several times, refining aspects of it for younger players or to meet market demand. He admits he even dreams about tennis balls. At 80, after fighting and losing so many battles to the much bigger competition, he's not giving up.
What makes you so determined after all these years?
To keep going. Well, I don't like to be beaten. I refuse to be beaten. That's so old, called old and grumpy, perhaps. No, I'm not grumpy. I'm just old. No, why be beaten? Why give in?
time was, Price says this plant made balls that were struck by stars like Arthur Ashe, Rod Laver, and Yvonne Goolagong. Those days are gone, and so are almost all of the 150 people who used to work here. Now there are only 8. But the old plant rumbles on relentlessly, kind of like the man himself. Price may not be winning, but maybe he's a champion just for surviving. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch, in the village of Box.
Derek Price explains his stubborn passion, as he calls it, for making tennis balls and why he continues despite heavy competition. The video Laura shot is at theworld.org.